3 pitanja isto tako.
This is similar what you would like to do.
Pardon me?
Similar what he did.
I can't speak Italian, so I don't know what he...
No, no,
yes, just... No, no, it's three questions. Okay. Mr. Prime Minister, looking from the outside on the region, it seems a little bit odd that two EU member states, Slovenia and Croatia, your country, are not able to resolve this relatively minor, as you said, dispute on the border. Isn't it about time to come to a compromise, to move on?
Croatia is ready to find a compromise solution with Slovenia when it comes to the open border issue. We have offered to Slovenia a protocol which would define the land border, the limitation at sea, the regime of the navigation through Croatian territorial waters to the high seas, establishment of border commissions which would precisely demarcate the border, and the process of confirming this agreement in our respective legislations. We feel that this problem has been a little bit over-dramatized because it's a serious issue, but not so dramatic, and our policy has been to refrain from any unilateral moves which could transfer the problem from state-to-state level to citizens' level. Unfortunately, this has happened by Slovenian activities regarding issuing fines to the Croatian fishermen with a lot of reservations. We had no other alternative but to do the same. We are not very happy about that, on the contrary, and we invite our Slovenian neighbors to sit together and to find a solution that could be mutually beneficial, especially after the compromised arbitration process where the Slovenian side violated the international law and the rules of the arbitration court.
Your priority is to join the Schengen zone and also to join the euro. Do you think that this border dispute can be a kind of a token in this gamble? Is it a potential for blackmailing you?
Well, we have our agenda. Agenda is to be part of the Kern Europa, as you would say. I think it's good for my country to be in the inner circle. We are very much a pro-European-oriented government, strengthening the mainstream parties in Croatia. That was the platform of the victory of the elections. That was what I've done here in the European Parliament. When it comes to Schengen, we will fulfill all the necessary criteria in the course of this year and the next year and be ready for a political decision. Linking the border issue with membership in Schengen can only be counterproductive to those who would like to misuse this opportunity, including the euro. For eurozone, we have a roadmap that is a bit longer, but we want to fulfill the criteria, have a thorough and detailed national debate on the euro strategy, and try to continue with our national program of reforms, convergence plan, and fulfilling the Maastricht criteria. Hopefully we will join by the end of the next Croatian government's mandate.
This year in the European Union will all about money. It's because the talks about the 7-year financial forecast. What do you think, what are your priorities right now? What wants Slovenia to achieve?
Croatia.
Sorry.
But they are neighbors and friends, no problem. I guess here we are more or less on the same line. The negotiations on the multi-annual financial framework are of course being done in the context of the biggest downside of the European Union, and that is the Brexit negotiations. So our financial strength is not the same with or without UK. We would like to see that the process is finished on time, so that the political agreement between the institutions and the member states is done preferably before the next European Parliament elections. We see that the key element will be whether we are continuing financing the EU priorities as it was before, or we will go for the modernization. Croatia is one of those cohesion countries would like to profit from the European structural and investment funds more, because we need this elevation of our development. Second, of course, is the subsidies for our farmers in the agricultural policy, but also we are very keen to have more money allocated for youth unemployment, for research, for innovation, for climate change, for internal and external security. And, of course, it is clear that Croatia, who will have its first presidency in 2020, will put forward growth, security, connectedness, and the enlargement for the countries of Southeast Europe.
One last question. The Commission is considering to have as one condition for the disbursement of funds the adherence to the rule of law. Do you think this linkage is a good thing?
We have to be careful with that. I know that this is done in a different context today, but I feel that disbursing the funds or redistributing the European budget is essential for the political equality of the member states. At the same time, I think we as members should all adhere to the values that we have taken upon when joining this union, because it's most of all union of law and union of values, and we should adhere to them, and then the problem would not arise. So conditionality in this context needs to be very carefully balanced.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
My very last question.
Last question.